It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Be sure and check out our website. It's Kim Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All the recaps and podcasts of the past shows are there. Just click on the picture that is in the recap and it'll take you to everything there. We have such great content. You're going to want to go back through and listen to many of these great guests. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts, our most recent op-eds. And there's a lot that we send out every Sunday when that goes out. I want to say thank you to each of you for listening. Each of you, you're treasured. You're valued. Today, strive for excellence. Live with intention. You were made for this time. And take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And love to say thank you to this great team I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie for all of your support and great work, and the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Thursday to you, producer Steve.
Well, thank you, and happy Thursday to you. I have to stop and get a Kleenex after that national anthem. That's a good one.
That is, and as we were going into the top of the hour, and when they were introducing it, I said, Steve, is this the one that is just over the top fantastic? And you said yes. And I've not watched the video on that, but you said that it is really powerful.
The video or that event was Philadelphia, where the Eagles play. I think it was a playoff game. And obviously, the military is very well represented. But the most fascinating part of it, the thing that kind of chokes me up the most, besides the great music, is the football players on the field. It was the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. And the football players, who were usually so stuck on themselves and, you know, kneeling and all that kind of stuff, they were so reacting to the military and the way they were pointing. And I think there were even some tears in their eyes, too. It's just very moving.
If people want to find that, what would be the title on that if they want to watch that today?
I was afraid you would ask. I know it's on YouTube because that's where I watched it. So, military.
But it's all the different military branches of government. Maybe you can put in Philadelphia Eagles and New England Patriots, right?
Yeah, most likely. You have to be creative in your searching, but you can find it.
Okay. I would highly recommend that. So we need a little inspiration right now. It's been, 7 days plus one that Joe Biden has been in office. He talks about creating jobs, but my goodness gracious, a lot of people have gotten pink slips within the last week with this cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline, trying to ban drilling on federal lands. What that means is that energy, the thing that drives our lives, everyday people, hardworking people, reliable, efficient, responsible, and affordable energy really empowers us to go after our hopes and dreams. And within the last 7 days, we have seen an administration that wants to take that away from us, not via the constitutional way. Even then, I'm not sure it should be constitutional, but by executive order, Steve.
Well, watching him go and him and his pen, where did we hear that before? He was teamed up with said, I have a phone, I have a pen.
And a pen.
Yeah.
That's not what the founding fathers said.
Yeah, right.
Not at all. They said, we're going to have a constitutional republic. And every time somebody says that we have a democracy, stop them and say it's a constitutional republic. We've let them take that narrative. Democracy, government by democracy, is government by mob rule. And we need to make sure right there we take the narrative back, Steve.
Yeah, you need to be prepared. I mean, they're going to look at you and say, well, what's the difference? You need to be prepared to tell them what the difference is. I mean, we talked to Reggie Carr recently, and, you know, somebody was spit out in his presence that, you know, the former president was a racist. And he took the time to explain to that person. And next thing you know, he's talking to a small crowd. So being prepared, it's everything.
Well, and speaking of Reggie, we're going to be talking with him in the third and fourth segment. You know him. He is the founder of I'm a Trumpster. And we're going to find out what he's going to do in 2021. He's not giving up. And you're going to find great inspiration in that. Before we get to all of that, though, thank you to those of you that are contributing to the Kim Munson Show. I so appreciate it. As you know, we self-fund all of this, which gives us enormous freedom to keep independent voices. I have full control of guest selection as well as subject selection. I'm always up for suggestions from you. But having this independent voice is so important, and your help really keeps us moving and growing. So thank you to you for that. This weekend, something super special, 3:00 on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM, Steve, and that is part two with the interview with Don Whipple. He is an Iwo Jima Marine veteran. It is powerful, and I would highly recommend that people tune in 3 to 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, Steve.
Yes, this guy is a total surprise. When we first chatted with him, when we first recorded, to find out, number one, he's a World War II veteran in the Pacific Theater, and that wasn't enough. That once he was discharged, he was a missionary, and went back to Southeast Asia to be a missionary. And obviously, if you know a little bit about history in Southeast Asia, the communists were there, and we know what they think about religion.
Well, and we'll have to, you'll be interested to hear, or was that the last interview? Maybe that was the last one on the forced vaccination there of underneath the communists there. That was pretty fascinating. So be sure and check that out. That website is americasveteransstories.com. And we will be talking with Hal Van Herke, Castlegate Knife and Tool, here in just a moment, as well as Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management, at the bottom of the hour. I know I say it every day, but it's important that you have these words when you're talking with your friends and your family. Is America has really looked, the American idea is freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Government is force. And so that is why the founders decided that they wanted to limit government power. And if something is a good idea, you should not have to have force to implement it. It's never compassionate. Now let's think about Joe Biden and his pen. He has taken away the livelihood of thousands and thousands of Americans, Canadians, and then all the rippling effects on that. It is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with the weapon, policy, unpredictable, and excessive taxation. If something is a good idea, you shouldn't need to have force to implement it, Steve.
Well, I'm sitting here listening to you describe, you know, what the outcome or the impact, I guess, of some of his buffoonery already in just a short time in office. And, you know, it's important to include that not only jobs in the United States, but jobs in other countries now.
Absolutely.
And we mentioned it before. We had this agreement that was brought in by the previous administration, USMCA. And right away, you know, the U.S. says, well, okay, just kidding, and pulls out a major piece of it. So what does that say to the rest of the world?
You know what? And now I need to, well, I'm going to recommend all of us pull out our constitutions and our Declaration of Independence and read that. But I am thinking the USMCA was approved by Congress. If I know that Patty will get on that for me and clarify that. It's like, I thought that that's what happened. I don't think that was an executive order. And if, in fact, that's the case, and I'm pretty sure that it is, Biden cannot do that constitutionally. And he's actually, you know who's really getting a lot of jobs under the Biden administration? Can you say attorneys? Have you seen all the lawsuits that have been filed already? The problem is the federal government has unlimited, well, because they can print money, they have unlimited funds to to pay attorneys to fight everyday regular people who are trying to get this government back in check. But before we get into all of that, because we have the show, I thought, you know, who is a black leader has really strong quotes. And I went to Booker T. Washington, and he was born in 1856 and he died in 1915. He was an educator and a reformer. He was the first president and principal developer of Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Complex, which is now Tuskegee University, and at the time was the most influential spokesman for black Americans between 1895 and 1915. And there's a lot of people that come to mind when I think about this, and they are all on the Democrat Party. Can you say people like Jesse Jackson, just all of these people that have made a living off of the division between trying to keep people divided on races? And this is what Booker T. Washington said. He said, there's a circle of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of their troubles, they have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy and partly because it pays. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. And again, that was Booker T. Washington, born in 1856, died in 1915. Steve, do you have any quick comment on that?
Well, you mentioned Jesse Jackson, but he's in second place. Let's not forget the king, Al Sharpton.
Oh, yes. So on that, we'll be talking with Reggie more about all of these things in segment three and four. But before we do that, I have the great part. I worked with so many great people. If you'd like to consider becoming a partner of the Kim Munson Show as a sponsor, I'd love to have you do that. But on the line with me is a great partner of mine. And before we go to break, I want to talk with Hal Van Herke. He is the owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is a valued partner. All of my partners are valued, but it's great to talk with you, Hal Van Herke, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool. What's happening? You guys have been doing a lot of great things there.
Yeah, we are keeping busy. By the way, thank you. It's good to be on again. And we're glad that we're valued. things are pretty busy around our shop right now. Just as I mentioned the last time I was in the studios, our big focus right now is we just launched our custom precision rifle program. So we applied for our FFL, and we're getting into the firearms business. And the way our program works is you come in, you pick out exactly the options you want for your firearm, and we have it custom made here in Colorado, and you get it within 2 weeks. So it's we've got rifles in production already right now. We're just waiting on some final word back from the ATF about all of our paperwork, and we're taking orders, and pretty soon we'll be able to start delivering rifles.
And how can people order that, Hal? Do they need to call you, or what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best way to do that is to call the store and set up an appointment, because we'll take you through all the options and configuration options and help you pick, you know, whatever caliber you want, what barrel length you want, what color you want, et cetera. And then we put that into a system for you and put it in the queue.
And Hal, what is the best way for people to reach you?
The best way for people to reach us on the rifle program is to give us a call, and then we'll set up an appointment with you at the store and sit down with you and configure the rifle exactly the way you want it.
Perfect. And that phone number is 303-214-4303. That's 303-214-4303. Hal, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I'm Kim Munson. Check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get all of the upcoming guests that we'll be having the next week. It's always nice to have a first look at that, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And then they go over to the website and live there. And you may want to go back and listen to those as well at Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Before we get into the next subject here, another one of my really valued partners, and they're all valued, is Hooters Restaurants here in Colorado. They have five locations, and that's Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. My friends, we need to get together with friends. And a great way to do that is happy hour at Hooters. They have half-off appetizers such as beer cheese pretzels, 10 boneless wings, lots and tots, buffalo shrimp, and those are really good, and fried pickles. And they, you can do, let's see, that is, I think it's Monday through Thursday and then Saturday and Sunday. There's certain hours on that. Go to HootersColorado.com for more information. And Patty is on it. Congress passed the USMCA on January 17, 2020. Steve, we have to ask, what kind of message does this send to the world that the United States would pass an agreement, and it was passed constitutionally the way it's supposed to via Congress, and within 7 plus 1 days, Joe Biden and his team of they have already, they've stolen, let me just put it this way, they have stolen through policy thousands and thousands of American jobs.
We need to investigate that in terms of likening him to Robin Hood and his band of merry men, but it's just him and his pen, I guess.
I guess it's just him and his pen, and he is taking away just lots of different things for everyday hardworking people. We've mentioned it time after time: reliable, affordable, efficient, and responsible energy helps those on the bottom of the economic ladder the most, because it empowers them to be able to get their own vehicle, to have lower energy costs, to heat their homes, to turn on their lights. And within 7 plus 1 days, we look at this, at what this administration is doing. And Steve, you said that on the prior show with Angie and Mike, that Lauren Fix, who really watches the auto industry, said that she really thinks that this is action to try to drive up the cost of fuel for Americans to then push them into electric vehicles. And as I say, if something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to use force to implement it. If it was a great idea and it was affordable, people would be rushing to go and purchase these EV vehicles. But instead, they need force.
If I've learned anything in the last couple of years working with you, it's the power of the marketplace. And, you know, yes, Lauren Fix, the car coach, was saying that she just blurted it out. So you got to know that the primary reason for cutting off the Keystone Pipeline is to drive up the cost of gas. Well, okay, if when that happens, it's in everybody's face. They see it week after week at the pump. And it's sure to push them, their thinking, towards EVs. But again, it's not a natural progression. It's a, you know, like you say, it's force.
Right. And whenever force gets involved, there's not great outcomes for everyday people. And once again, that's the great thing about the American idea, is it said that we are all created equal with these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But under what we're seeing under a Joe Biden administration, they do not believe that we are created equal. And they want to take away the opportunity for people to pursue their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But you still hear the words. He gets up and says he's creating jobs as he's actually taking away jobs. And another thing that just happened is the White House, this is praise people who, you know what, one of the ways that if they want to stop some of these emissions is that they don't drive in cars, that they ride around on bicycles, they walk everywhere, they don't use any electricity, they don't use their computers. Actually, that would be a good way to, if you really wanted to do something about, quote unquote, climate change, how about they stop using all the things that they want to make us stop using, Steve? And with that, another thing that just happened here is, and I'm super concerned about that, is that Denver is aiming to limit natural gas in new homes and buildings. It says, and this is from the Denverite, it says, eventually new homes and buildings in Denver will be far less dependent on natural gas, the methane-based pollutant, that's what they say, that helps heat spaces and cook food. Wait a minute. They want to limit something that helps us heat spaces and cook food. And that is coming out of the Denver's Office of Climate Action, which doesn't that sound like something out of 1984?
Okay, I mean, this is like not the 1-2 punch, the 1-2-3 punch. The first two stories in, pieces in Patty's package, and after watching John Kerry yesterday just basically dismiss, you know, the workers on the Keystone Pipeline telling them, oh, well, you can go make solar panels. It's just more than you can take after a while.
It is so, it's so uncompassionate. And do they not realize that a good job, people being able to take care of themselves and their families and to buy a home, I mean, that's so inherent in the middle class. It looks like there has just been such an assault on the middle class with all of these policies. And that's, my friends, why we bring the show to you, so that you can get your brain around these issues and understand them. And I want to jump over, before we get into Reggie Carr in the third and fourth segment, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management, Jason McBride, welcome to the show. You said something, or you were informing us yesterday about something really interesting about the stock GameStop. What happened with that yesterday?
Well, it's an interesting situation with games, more than just GameStop. Yesterday, in the last couple of days, a whole bunch of stocks, Kim, that had huge short positions in them, which are bets that the stock price was going to fall, suddenly started moving up very quickly. That causes what's called a short squeeze, where those that are betting the price of the stock is going to go down, start to buy shares to cover their position to limit their losses. So GameStop stock had gone from like $17 up into the hundreds. Yesterday, Kim, it closed at $347 a share. This morning, it looks like it's going to open. Right now, the futures are trading on it at around $450 a share. But there were many stocks yesterday that behaved the same way. AMC Theaters, which was at about $4 a share the day before, that closed at $20 yesterday. So it quadrupled in one day. And there was a slug of heavily shorted stocks that have made a big move like this over the last few days. And I suspect, Kim, some smart, big institutional investors or private equity figure out these short positions, and I wouldn't be surprised if they all said, let's start buying these stocks at the same time, drive the price up a little, and then it's kind of like an avalanche as the short sellers come in to cover. That drives the price up more, creates more panic, and it just becomes kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, not a bad move, if that's what happened.
Well, Jason, and I've heard kind of under that it's actually been little guys that have figured out this and have been in buying, as some of these young guys on are very tech savvy. So tomorrow, let's keep an eye on this. I think this is fascinating. And Jason, people can reach you at 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. Stay tuned, and we'll keep you informed on what's happening with all these stocks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
And you bet. And we'll be right back with Reggie Carr.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of the upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts and our most recent op-eds. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is my friend. We became friends during this last election cycle, and that is Reggie Carr. He's been in the entertainment business for many years as a writer, a producer, performer, and really a talented guy. And he never really paid much attention to elections. Reggie Carr, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Kim the Great?
You know, it was very, very fortuitous. We met at a meeting and you reached out to me, and I just felt that we continue to get this push to work together, that we are kindred spirits in a lot of different ways, even though we come from different backgrounds. But I just feel a kinship with you, Reggie Carr.
Yeah, Kim, I feel the same way. It's a blessing to actually come here. You know, I was working in Atlanta. I still live here. I was working in Atlanta. My mother got sick. I came here and to help take care of her with my brother and sister. And while I was here, I started seeing, you know, Colorado and how everything has changed and all the homelessness and all kind of things. And I'm just like, well, I got to get in here and make a difference, because that's what my mom would have wanted me to do. And during that time, I discovered President Trump, which led me to a whole another world, which led me to you. And so that's a blessing.
Well, and it's a really remarkable story. First of all, let's give a shout out to your mother. That's Jackie Carr, and she passed on just a couple of years ago, right, Reggie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
2 years
and
ago, because a little over of her, 2 years.
Just a little over 2 years ago. But I wish I would have known her, because I think that she's a very special woman. And you felt a calling on your heart, first of all, to help people. You started your nonprofit, My Mission Hope. And we shared an amazing story at the beginning of the year. You were on the show about helping a family that had fallen through the cracks and really needed some help around Christmas time. And so tell us, our listeners, a little bit about My Mission Hope, Reggie.
It's a nonprofit that I started in the name and in honor of my mother, because she's always taught me, you know, you don't have to be rich or wait till you're rich to help someone. So while I was down here and I'm taking care of her, I said, let me go ahead and do this. So I started this. She loved it, and she got involved as much as she could. And I started a nonprofit, and I went out myself, and I went and got contracts with other big food distributors. And long story short, I got set up to where I can have my company, My Mission Hope, go and pick up tons of food, tons of supplies, and then I go personally and I take it in my truck or my van, and I go out and I go into the neighborhoods myself. It's just not like where you set up at a food bank, and I deliver to people who don't even have cars, or who are homeless in the streets, or just needy people that are just going through problems. And I come there and I physically take this myself, and I pick it up and I deliver it.
How can people help you with this?
Of course, Kim, everything is about, you know, having the finances to do. I've had a couple of volunteers that, when if I have a big giant load or something, help me unload it. I'll load it up and they help me unload it to different places. But the main thing is just having the capital to operate. I paid for all the gas, all the labor, you know, any product that we had to do, any all insurance, all the things and stipulations and administrative things, myself out of my pocket. So we started a website that's mymissionhope.org, and you can go there and you can donate. Just hit the donate button and donate whatever you can.
And is that tax deductible?
Oh, yeah. definitely.
Okay. So that's mymissionhope.org, mymissionhope.org. But you're a multitasker, I would say, as far as you're extremely talented. And you were in Atlanta and in the production room or the studio when you heard a voice talking about private intellect or personal intellectual rights or individual, intellectual property rights. There we go. And you and your business partner, Johnny Thomas, would create products, send it over to China to get some of the promotional stuff done with it. And it continued because it was such good stuff. People copied it and then they sold it and they kept the money from your idea. And that was very frustrating. Yes.
Oh, yes, Kim. I mean, that is exactly what took place. And you would think like, OK, that happens to Nike or Fubu or, you know, Gucci. But the Chinese empire, their whole dictatorship and how they believe and how they think, they don't care about the laws of the world or the earth. They don't care. Anything that they want, they will take. And that's what they did to us. Little old us. That took our property rights, sent us what we paid for. First of all, we paid to get this stuff done, sent it to us, and then they took the rest of this and they just duplicated it and was selling it out the back door. And I mean, all over there to different countries. We're in America, so we're not knowing any of that stuff is going on. And it spread it all throughout, you know, Asia, Europe, and all kinds of stuff. And we didn't even know until we ran into someone that was in Europe and knew about the song. We were in the recording studio in Georgia, and we were talking to him, and he said, "Oh man, I know this blah 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 blah." I said, "Really? What?" He said, "I said, nah, come on, man." He said, "No, that's a number one on the dance charts in the club dance charts." I'm like, "No," and then he started singing the song. We knew right away. Then we'd never met him before, so there you go. There was no other proof that we needed. This guy's coming from overseas. He's in here working on a project. We're in the same recording studio. He's known. He's done different things. And he's telling us exactly verse for verse about a song that we did some time ago. And that was out there and hit number one.
Okay. And let's just explain what happened then. Because property rights, whether or not tangible or intangible, they are inherent in a foundation of the American idea, the idea that you can keep most of the fruits of your labor. And in if we don't honor intellectual property rights or tangible property rights, then we lose the ability to thrive and prosper. And it's the thieves that will thrive and prosper on our hard work. But what had happened then is these thieves had taken your song and distributed it in Europe and, as you said, throughout the world, not in the United States, and it became a number one hit. And the thief probably pocketed well over seven figures, correct?
Oh, easy. I mean, it gets me, you know, nauseous just to think about, you know, how many copies and CDs they, you know, copied or produced and whatever they did to on the black market to sell. And so, yeah, that's easy, Kim. You can get that kind of money easy. You sell 100,000 CDs at $10. That's $1 million. That's just 100,000. You know, so we would order more CDs than that to give out and for promotions. So whatever they did or how they did it in that chain. And I like to say, Kim, it ain't – everybody says Russia, Russia, Russia. It ain't Russia. It's China. China, China, China. It has the mentality that wants to take over the world and rule the world and is really ruthless in almost every aspect of life I can see.
Well, it is very concerning. And Joe Biden has been president for just about a week, and the slew of – executive orders that are very China friendly is concerning to me. But I want to go back to your how you came to support President Trump. And I find it amazing that you did not ever vote until the 2020 election, Reggie. You were just busy doing other stuff, right?
Yeah, I didn't believe in the system. I mean, I always believed in America and loved America, but it was always something that just didn't sit right with me in this political arena. So, but out of looking and doing research, even when I wasn't into per se politics, you know, 100%, I definitely knew that the side that I didn't want to be on was the liberal democratic side. That's why I didn't even know I was a conservative until I found out what the values are of to conservatism. And so I'm like, I've always been a conservative. I just didn't know it.
Well, and what was it that totally changed it? What was kind of made the light bulb go on there?
When I heard President Trump talk about intellectual properties, I never knew this man. I knew, you know, of course, he's a billionaire, so people know of him. But when he talked about those type of things and building the wall and how we have to have a country, and if we don't have borders, we don't have a country. And, you know, all of those things, I'm like, this man is absolutely on it. And then I admired that Kim, not only was he a billionaire, but he was a celebrity. He was in the entertainment business. So what he was talking about, what goes on in that venue, in that arena, I know because I'm here and I'm like, this man is speaking the truth. So I don't care how far-fetched it sounds or who didn't understand or why, it was the truth. And I said, I'm behind this man 100% from here on out.
And you put your money where your mouth is. You and Johnny, you decided to create merchandise for I'm a Trumpster. You got a 45-foot bus. You had it vinyl wrapped. The grassroots helped you do that. And you really put your money and your life on the line for this, because you realize how important it is for everyday Americans, no matter what descriptor we have with that word American, Reggie.
Oh, yeah, Kim. I put up my money where my mouth is. I've always been a doer. I learned a lot in reference to how difficult this is to get things done, and that's why we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do now. And we have to be ready for 2022, 2024. But yes, it's a situation to where I believe if we can get the word out, if we can get out there and handshake, you know, people to people. I was just in a post office the other day, and this older black guy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have you. I had down that I wanted to talk about that. And let's save that for when we come back from break, because I think it's important that people hear that story. But we have just about 30 seconds. And that is you started I'm a Super PAC, and people can help you by going to I'm a Super PAC. And are they joining or contributing, or how does that work?
You can do both. You know, a lot of people go there and they subscribe, and that's just a subscription. But if they actually, you can actually donate there, or you can pay for a subscription, and you just go to IMA, and then it's superpack.com. And that on that website, everybody that becomes a member will be able to see all the things that we're doing from here on out to be ready for 2022, 2024.
Okay, Reggie, stay on the line. We're going to go to break, but we'll be right back with Reggie Carr.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, KimMunson.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's KimMunson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is my friend Reggie Carr. He was the founder of I'm a Trumpster and is now looking into the future for 2022 and 2024 and realizing, Reggie, that to have real freedom, each individual needs to have economic and political freedom. And that is something that I think is on your heart, to go into communities and help people understand that to really thrive and prosper means one works and has private property rights. And you are boots on the ground. You're going to be doing that, right?
Yes, definitely. That's our whole movement is to like Johnny said, teach and preach exactly what the truth is and what's going on. And although we're all Americans and we're very diverse, many cultures, many ethnicities, on my realm of Black Americans, African Americans, whatever you want to say, I know that the blinders have been on and they're glued to their eyes. And you got to get in their face and pry them off every opportunity you get.
So speaking of that, you had shared a story with me about being at the post office recently.
Okay, yeah. So I was in the post office mailing something, obviously, and I heard a conversation. And it was about a middle-aged white woman, a little older Black guy, and he was talking to her, and they were kind of like arguing. And he was saying Trump's a racist. You know, and I tried to let it go through one ear, Kim, and just mind my business. Then he said, and then he was saying it again, right? And everybody's in, close in close quarters. And then I just stopped and I turned around and I said, no, he isn't. And everybody looked at me. I said, let me tell you what you don't know, and let me tell you the truth. Would a racist do this? This is what this man did. This is how he did it. This is why he did it. And I said, and there's people like you that's sitting up here spreading false narratives and false rumors, and you don't even know what you're talking about. And then so I just started outlaying the First Step Act in detail, what he did for the pardons on different Black people, all the things that he's done for the Black college, historically Black colleges, and putting those numbers out there. Next thing I know, Kim, everybody's surrounding me. And a Black lady comes up to me, and she's like, I need your card. Another lady that he was arguing with comes up. Everybody's surrounding me. I'm in the middle of the post office putting this guy in his place and everybody else in there. And it got so much like a rally is that I went out to the car and got on the Trumpster hat. People were following me out to the car. And I was giving them the media paraphernalia we have, and I was giving them hats free. I'm a Trumpster, and telling them, like, hey, you know, and he said, I never knew another guy. I never knew Trump did this. I said, yeah, you guys messed up by getting Biden in office because we had the first chance to actually be on the path of economic freedom. As you know, Biden, he's in there. What did he do? Let me increase the food stamps. See, that's the manipulation tactic that he uses to keep you enslaved. And President Trump was about freedom. He was about economic freedom. He was about Americans. And so when I spoke with these people, and I was like, what they did, and I'm telling them, they just couldn't believe it. And I'm like, yeah, now look, we got the man. He's out. We were almost there. As a people, we had our best shot in history. And I just started going down. I said, go to the website, blah, blah, blah. Here's my number. I passed out cards and all of that. And that's why I know we got to get on the road, because I believe President Trump is still going to be working. He's just going to be working from the back. But he's going to his followers are all still there. We got to grow that. We can't take time. We don't have time. We have to work hard and get to these people. But they didn't have any idea, Kim. No idea.
Well, I know. And I think it's with both you and I, it's not Trump. Trump is not our God. Trump, what he did is he really emboldened the American idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And was putting in place situations where more and more people were thriving and prospering. Under the Trump administration, Black, Hispanic, and women's unemployment were at historic lows. Black home ownership was up 5 percentage points. And isn't that what we want for our brothers and sisters is for them to thrive and prosper. And here, like you mentioned, Joe Biden says he's going to increase the food stamp program. There is, people don't want a handout. They want to be able to take care of themselves and to thrive and prosper. And the thing about it is handouts, freebies, those can't last. They are just kind of the candy to get people to vote for socialism. But ultimately, there has to be workers in socialism. And the problem is everybody basically is slaves to the government, because the government takes most of the fruits of our labor instead of us being able to keep it. And as you mentioned, President Trump, I just can't believe that the mainstream media was not out there talking about this. But Reggie, once you and Johnny realized this, you said we've got to make a difference, and it is your life's work to continue to make a difference. And people can help you by going to imasuperpac.com. That's I'm a Super PAC. But another story that you were just so excited about was before Trump left office, he issued a number of pardons. And tell us about the one that you were really excited about.
Okay, so the one that he did for Lil Wayne. Okay, so the reason why I'm not a multi-millionaire in this business and entertainment business, Kim, because you get so far, then you got to make a choice, and it's your soul, your Christianity, your beliefs versus, you know, money and all that other kind of stuff. So then you just take that as a whole, and then let's break it down to backwards. You got country, rock and roll, rap. So let's go to rap. Okay, so in rap music, what people don't understand is that it used to just be about the music, but now you have one guy from the West Coast, another guy from down south, and if I'm successful, like Lil Wayne was successful, so everybody that wanted to get out there to be on his level would attack him in songs and try to come up off of his fame, off of his work. So then what that does is, and now he has to, you know, you try to ignore it, but now he has to say something back, and it's called, and they do it in music. It's a battle that they talk diss track, what they call it, and you're talking stuff about one or the other. And then the problem is now you got this guy's fans and you got Lil Wayne's fans. Now it's like a war. You split people up, and now they're attacking each other, and it turns violent. And so that is what happens with every rapper in this whole rap game. It's sad, but that's how this is set up. Now, President Trump knows this. Okay, so Lil Wayne went to jail for, I believe it was firearms, and he did time up in Rikers. But the reason why, Lil Wayne's a good guy. He don't believe in Black Lives Matter. He said all lives matter. And he said every time he was in trouble or when he was laying there almost on his deathbed or some sickness or something, that it was white people that helped him. So he was like telling the reporter, like, you know, you got to get out of my face with, you know, this Black Lives Matter stuff and all that. And I knew right away that he was a real guy. Now, the problem is he has to have protection. So he has to have firearms, because now when you're in that game, when you're in that entertainment business and you got all this friction going on, you got people that's now that don't even know how the war or how it started, that is trying to hurt Lil Wayne. He had his bus shot up, his bus was shot up, and he has to have protection. So he went to jail for firearms, and then he just did a violation of his probation or whatever, a parole, just recently. And what it was is they found he had a weapon on his private plane. I'm like, are you serious? So he was going to get ready to go to court and go back to jail, but he has to have protection. President Trump knows this, knows what kind of person he is. So he completely did a pardon and got all that stuff expunged from his record and all the upcoming stuff removed. Now, is that a racist president? Are you serious? That's the man. President Trump is the man. He always will be the man. And he understands, even when the rest of the world and the rest of people don't understand, and certain things that I know if it's truth, and it's the truth. And that's why I'm not in that mode, in that industry, on that level out front and all that, Kim. It's just not worth it. So I want to fight from this end to help change all of that.
And what you're going to be doing, clearly, I think it's important that people understand just how talented you are. And you are taking that energy and that talent that could have been used, as you say, multi-million dollars, but you're taking that and you want to help our country. You want to help people. And people can help you by going to imasuperpac.com and subscribing to that. And you're going to take all of that talent that you and Johnny have, and you are going to work to free people from the slavery of dependency and destruction, and to empower people through political and economic freedom. And you need some help, Reggie. You just need help, financial help, to make this happen.
Yes. Kim, you can reach a lot of people with radio, as you know, with music, videos, TV, movies. And that's how the left does it. As you see, every time the left does it, but they promote lies and their false narratives. So we, as a party, as a conservative party, we got to fight fire per se with fire. We got to do the same thing that they're doing to reach the people, because if they control, you know, knowledge is power and information is power. And if you control how the information is distributed, like how Facebook and Twitter and all that, they shut you down and stop your freedom of speech. If they control all the outlets of freedom of speech, then we'll never get out there. And that's why what happened in the post office happened, because the media would not cover all the things that President Trump has done. They shut off all the communication to the rest of the world. And they only reported what they wanted to, their false narratives and anything on that side. People didn't even know President Trump was, like, nominated for, like, what, 3 or 4?
Nobel Peace Prizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that should be on the front page of every newspaper and magazine. I mean, has anybody even been nominated more times than that?
I don't know the answer, but boy, it sure seems like we should have heard about that. Reggie, we've got just about a minute left. What's the final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
If you guys can just go to the website and help us put this together. We made a big splash. We've been on national television shows. We got, you know, Congress people, all kind of, you know, people interested in wanting to help in different ways now. But we have to raise this money to do what we need to do, to go face to face, hand to hand, neighborhood to neighborhood, city to city, state to state. So that's going to have to be finances. So we need people to go to imasuperpac.com and join as a member, and also donate on the donate button, and so we can get this moving. We don't have time. We have to start now and be ready for 2022.
Well, my friend Reggie Carr, it's important work that you're doing, and I'm so glad. One of the great blessings of 2020 was getting to meet you.
Kim, same thing, ditto. And I'm hearing a lot of things about you, positive, about, you know, politics and running and all that kind of stuff. So I'm hearing it everywhere. I'm hearing it everywhere. And I know you have a mission of what you're doing, and it's a big part, but we definitely need people like you out there.
Well, thanks, Reggie. We'll keep that. I'll take that under advisement. So, Reggie Carr, imasuperpac.com. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay, and our quote for today is from Booker T. Washington. He said, "Success waits patiently for anyone who has the determination and strength to seize it." So, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, remember, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't serve.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, the source AM and FM. AM 560 and 100.7 FM. 560thesource.com. World War II. Korea. Vietnam. The Gulf War, Afghanistan, and our other wars and conflicts.
America's fighting men and women strapped on their boots and picked up their guns to fight tyranny and stand for liberty. We must never forget them. Welcome to America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. These stories will touch your heart, inspire you, and give you courage. Tune in Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. We stand on the shoulders of giants.